He's got motorbikes. He'd be a leather jacket man, Mick Price. Good morning, Mick.
Philip Island for leather jackets, that's about it.
What did you make of his get-up last week?
What's the matter with that bloke?
Oh, dearie, mate. Hey, this is a big weekend for the team. Maybe not so much, even though you've got Group 1 races, but can Elation keep living up to the hype and the boom? $1.25, it on paper should be another notch in the belt. What do you think about Elation?
Well, trainer's confident, jockey's confident, horse as well. He worked a good Tuesday morning and Saturday morning. He seems very bright in himself. He's had a little dress rehearsal over there. We think the mile will be good. I can't give you a reason why he don't win. Obviously, at those odds, with that expectation, if he doesn't win, I'm having a very bad day. But I think he can win. So, yeah, we're looking pretty good there.
Is there another target after tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think we need to start planning for what sort of spell we give him and what race we set him for in the spring. Have a chat to the owning group and Lindsay Maxted and Greg Ingham and see what they want to see how they feel. Well, I think there's either two choices. You set him on wait for age pass, you know, trying to. I mean, I think he's a sort of stud master type of colt. And if you had to pick the right race there, you've probably got to put a ring around the Cox Plate. And if you go for the prize money, you go for $8 million Golden Eagle. But I suppose we'll have a bit of a chat about that.
I look forward to seeing him tomorrow. The Group 1, Jungle Magnate, Son of Emperor. They come through the same race, and you'd probably only be able to back Jungle Magnate off their performances last start. But have you got an excuse for Son of Emperor? Because it was a brutally run race.
It was, but he hung the whole way. He hung out. Like, he doesn't hang in his work. He is a colt. And, look, I haven't had him from the start, so we're sort of learning a little bit about him. But we've made a few gear changes and a bit of a hope for the best job, you know, especially drawn out of that barrier. If we had it drawn in, may have been an attempt to ride him off the speed, but I think he's a colt. He's a big, long, striding colt. He's going to grab the bridle, but I just hope he doesn't hang and he gives a good account of himself, you know. But we'll have to go forward on him. The other horse, Jungle Magnate, look, there's probably four nice horses in the race that can win, and he's one of them. Obviously, great respect for Allegron and Detonated Jack. And the horse he beat the other day, Harley Movin'. Harley Movin'. But yeah, look, he's a chance, so I wouldn't worry about what he did in the BRC Derby. He was sort of on the way down there, but he seems like he's got a 2,500-metre tank on him, and I think if he can just blend in midfield in the running and hit the line, he's some chance for sure.
Two each-way chances at Flemington. He's a shocker deprivation. Who's your best?
I think he's a shocker. We'll need another lap. Yeah. And deprivation's an each-way chance. And one for the punters, Sunday, Bendigo, Copperfield can win a game. Nice horse.
What about our playboy today in the Scone Cup? Gets conditions?
Yeah, favourite's hard to beat from that gate, though. Very long run down the back there at Scone, so he'll make some sort of posse up, I guess. There's no improvement in the horse, but he hasn't gone backwards either. He'll just hold his ground there, but I think favourite would be hard to beat.
Good on you, Mick. Have a good weekend.
See you, Mike.